This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Before we get to some examples, Simon, of how Uniting Church is helping local community at the moment, what have been some of the things that your church has been learning during this lockdown?
Well, you know, one of the big jokes on the Uniting Church has been that if I'd said to them 2 years ago, we need to move towards online services and all that sort of thing, they would have gone, oh, I don't think we can change it all, mate. But when COVID happened, they were jumping in. I think there was a 10-day turnaround from being offline to being online, and people in their 80s and 90s are learning how to Zoom and run Bible studies. So that's been the one, I guess, the big technological change has been people adapting really fast. And I want to say not just fast, but creatively into that space. So congregations who would not normally have shifted at all have done so really well. Some, of course, have battled. Of course they have. And some have found it really quite difficult. And I think the resource of trying to provide online services every week has been too much for some people. But a number of congregations are sharing their resources. A number of congregations are providing resources more widely than just themselves. So we have congregations across our synod who are like recording high-quality children's stuff or high-quality Bible studies or talks or sermons or whatever and sharing them more widely. And that's been really exciting. But one of the big challenges has been the open-endedness of this. People are finding this inability to know when the line's being drawn. And I think that's been exhausting. And added to that, the fact that every congregation is made up of people who are part of the wider community, who can't see family and friends, who can't go and do the things they'd normally do. And those things are wearing them out as well.
Yes.
And I think that whole fear or concern or lack of sureness about what will church worship community look like whenever this thing draws to a close, whatever that means, people are still thinking, how will we be church? I want to say at the same time too, though, which I find really exciting, the questions they're asking about how we're church, how we disciple, how we bring people to faith, how we pray and create and care and serve, are questions we should always be asking every day of our lives as disciples of Christ. And churches are now being more focused in that area, and that's really exciting to watch. As challenging as it is to ask and to answer, it's exciting to hear them being asked.
And Simon, how have Uniting Churches across New South Wales and ACT been reaching out to their local community during lockdown?
Well, whereas you mentioned before we went online, you mentioned about how we're quite a diverse and broad church. So we have, for example, parish missions working in our church. You've heard of Wesley Mission, you know about,
yes,
Uniting, you know about Wayside Chapel and Exodus Foundation, and they're doing a whole range of things, whether it's high-quality care in people's homes and aged care and that sort of thing, through to things like Exodus Foundation is actually providing vaccinations because a lot of folk come to Exodus who wouldn't go anywhere else because they trust Bill Cruz there.
And that's at the inner western suburb of Ashfield in Greater Sydney.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Right. So right in the middle of Sydney where people who are living on the street or who are in uncertain lifestyles are finding themselves safe to go and get vaccinated there. And people who wouldn't have been vaccinated are now vaccinated, and that's really exciting. And they're also getting, of course, fed and cared for as well. And Bill's now having to get some more resources in to cope with the demand upon his time, as all our parish missions are. And the parish missions are doing really basic things, important things like feeding and caring for people, but also just providing, I think, contact and community care, which, as you would know, are getting more and more stretched in these times.
Yes, yes.
Our service arm, Uniting, are doing some really good stuff across aged care, but also in community care as well. And all our parish missions are doing all those, I guess, what you might normally call basic service things, but right now, especially in this crisis time, are particularly critical.
Yes.
So they're those things.
Simon, you just summarised this time as a crisis. I do not disagree with you whatsoever. But can you, Simon, offer us a word of encouragement at a time like this?
Well, yeah, I think it's interesting. I mean, we coordinate disaster chaplaincy, so when a fire or a flood or a drought or a crisis happens, we coordinate across faith in interfaith channels, disaster chaplains to go into the disaster areas. My coordinator, Stephen Robinson, and I were talking about this and saying how this is just like a disaster and how we, you know, actually have to be caring for people. But the sense of hope that we have is that the gospel tells us really clearly that at the worst of our lives, in the darkest times, in grief or struggle or illness or injustice or in pandemic, Christ is never more present than now. He is with us at every step and every breath. And I think we've crafted this false theology that says the measure of Christ's presence is how we're succeeding and how we're doing things really, really well. Mm. Of course it's true there, but the gospel is most true, the cross is most true when things are at their hardest for us, that God is with us in Jesus Christ. And that's what we're trying to communicate with our congregations that are providing food hampers to people in, as far as Gadooga up in northwest New South Wales or in the middle of Bankstown, when we're providing support to university students from overseas who aren't getting any government support. All those things are happening. We aren't just handing out food or handing out hampers. We're also handing out service and care and blessing and prayer and witness. And those things all wrap up together, I think. So it isn't just a matter of nourishing the body, though that's critically important. We're also seeking to nourish their full lives and offer them hope. And that's part of how we see ourselves engaging in that way.
And finally,
one of the great challenges. Sorry, go on, Ben.
That's right. So I was going to say, and finally, Simon, are you able to offer us a prayer that the rest of us can pray at a difficult time like this?
I certainly can. It'd be my pleasure. Shall we pray? God of all the universe, who knows us each by name and holds each of our hands, we give you thanks for your presence amongst us. But today we pray especially for those who serve, for teachers, for doctors and nurses and AMBOs and paramedics and ward staff in hospitals, for people in aged care support across our community, and for carers who are at home whose names are not known, who care for their loved ones and offer them blessing. For all these gifts, we ask your give your thanks. And at the same time, for them, we ask your blessing. Thank you for them and the way in which they care and offer your gospel through their lives. In Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Simon Hansford, leader of the Uniting Church in Australia, in New South Wales and ACT, for joining us and sharing us a little bit about how your church is helping our local community at this difficult time.
Thanks, Ben. Good on you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.